Okay, let's get into something kind of fun. Let's see. This was published in April of 2020 from BuzzFeed. They are unpopular opinions, and I'm going to read the opinion, and I will tell you if I agree or disagree with the opinion, and give a reason why I decided to agree or disagree. Okay, so the first opinion says, tomatoes have zero taste and ruin sandwiches. I would actually have to say no. So I disagree. I think that tomatoes do not ruin sandwiches. Me personally, however, cannot digest tomatoes very well without them feeling like they're almost ripping my insides out. But I absolutely love tomatoes, and I love all the products from tomatoes, from pasta sauces and salsas and ketchup, for heaven's sakes. I love all those types of food made from tomatoes. As with a sandwich, I can't say as they have a ton of flavor to add to a delicious sandwich, but they do add freshness and texture. And they do have, that little bit of acid that actually, or I should say acidic value that they add to the sandwich to kind of change up things. So I think tomatoes enhance flavors, kind of like salt, where they bring out the, it helps bring out the true flavors of everything else around them. So I would disagree that they ruin sandwiches. Okay, next one is Nickelback is a good band. I would have to say that I agree. Also, honestly, I have not listened to them a lot. So, what I do remember of them when I was younger was I did like them. And no, I don't have as much to say about them because I don't know them as well. Let's see. Putting a period at the end of a text message adds aggression. I would disagree with that. I do a lot of emails, and I do have to say that sometimes I steer away from using too many periods because I don't think of like aggression. I think of like serious, like seriousness. But I'm also one that that probably uses way too many exclamation points, because I want people to know that I'm happy and I'm cheery and I'm not like, so shoot. Maybe putting a period at the end of text messages or emails does, in my opinion, add aggression. Maybe, like I said, maybe just serious. Like it makes it super serious. So, or like to the point, or like, like I mean it, or, super hard. So I do steer away from using periods at the end of text messages and emails sometimes. Unless I am trying to be grammatically correct, then I will use periods where periods need to be used. But as just a fun little reply to a text, I do not use periods. I usually use exclamation points all the time. Next, let's see. The show Friends is painfully unfunny and is the most overrated thing ever. Okay, so this, I'd have to say that I've only seen a couple of episodes in my adult life. My mom actually used to watch this show when I was younger. So what I remember of it, it did seem to be funny, and it did seem to be I relatable, I guess. My mom really liked it. I do have to say that the last couple episodes I saw when I was adult, I actually do have to say that probably just because it's like nowadays, and we have so many other sitcoms and stuff out, and they're kind of behind the times. I would have to say that it is probably a little overrated and not as funny as when it first came out. So, but for me, with the show Friends, it's more of a, like a nostalgic type of show, because every time I think of the word or the show Friends, or even hear the title sequence song, it makes me think of my mom, and it makes me think of like when she was happy watching it. So, good show. Hopefully it stays on, because it is a good show. Whether it's overrated, I'm not exactly sure. I think maybe a little bit it is. I think it's part of when people want to be known to like things or want to be categorized in things, they say they like to, you know, watch sitcoms like Friends or Cheers or, you know, something like that, so that they actually feel like they're a part of something. Like, if they're not a part of something in real life, they like to take shows like Friends or other shows like that and love them so much and pretend, I guess, in their brain that they're one of the friends, and so they feel a part of something, I guess. Anyway, so like I said, I haven't watched it that much here recently, so I can't necessarily say so much as whether it's unfunny or whatever. I do remember it being funny when I was a child. Okay. The letter Q is unnecessary and has no reason to be in the English alphabet. I actually have to say that I would disagree with that, because there are some instances where Q is quite usable. I mean, can you spell it with a C sometimes, spell words with a C, or a K or whatever? Sometimes, yes. And yes, it can be confusing. I mean, take my word for it. I am homeschooling my children and I am trying to teach them how to read properly. And there are several times that we're like reading words and I'm like, okay, this is a weird one because it doesn't follow any rules that I just told you. And then like sometimes, and this is a little bit beside the point, but sometimes I think that the combination of CH sounds so much like the combination of TR. Okay, so like train, like a choo-choo train, it sounds like you're saying CH, rain, like train, train. So I'm like teaching my six-year-old, or she knows how to read, but I'm teaching her like combinations and stuff and sight words and stuff like that. And she spelt train, train, choo-choo train with a CH and then an R, you know? So I'm like, wow, that makes kind of sense, because you're like train. You're making a ch sound. Or you could be, or you should, like, I told her, I'm like, it's actually train, train. But, you know, it's such a minute difference that I think Q probably falls in the same category. I just haven't necessarily thought of Q being unnecessary, I guess. I haven't thought of that one before. All right, so next one. Kids who succeed academically deserve scholarships more than kids who are good at sports. You know, I would disagree with that, because I believe in passion. I believe that if an academic kid has passion in academics, they deserve a scholarship. And I also believe that kids who are passionate about sports deserve a scholarship as well. I think it's whatever you're in love with that should succeed in your life. I'm not about to bash any kids or people for what they love. And if kids truly do love sports and want a career in sports, I believe they deserve a scholarship just as much as any other college professor. Okay. Next one. Let's see. Babies should be banned from movie theaters. Okay, this is a very hard question. I believe that, okay, so I disagree. Just because I believe that banning anybody from a movie theater would be kind of, I don't know, wrong. Should babies not come? I would agree that they shouldn't go to the movie theater. For one, they're not enjoying it. Therefore, the parents aren't enjoying it. Therefore, the entire audience probably is not enjoying it. Now, if your baby is trained or brought up in a movie theater experience and they're used to it and they don't mind, fine. That's why I think they shouldn't be banned, because there are instances where not all babies cry in the movie theater, but most of the time, children, like babies, kids, toddlers, they get bored. And sometimes movie theater movies will last for 2 hours. And that, like, shoot, I have a six-year-old. I don't think she could sit still that long. I mean, she could, and she's very well behaved. I just mean, like, why would I do that? Why would I take them there to, like, okay, you will sit still, you will be quiet, so me and your dad can enjoy this movie? Like, even if it's shoot, I shouldn't even say that necessarily, like, because we wouldn't take them to a movie theater for a movie we want to watch. Even if we took them to a movie theater, like, to Frozen 3 or something, wouldn't that be cool? Frozen 3. Whoop, whoop. I vote for Frozen 3, especially for my kids and myself. Anyway, if we took them to a movie theater for a movie for themselves, I still would have a hard time being like, no, 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 we brought you here. Now you will be quiet. You will sit down and you will watch this entire show. That's why I'm just like, nah, let's just wait until it comes out and we can just, you know, get it on our TV or buy it or something like that. So banning babies from a movie theater, no. Should you take your baby to a movie theater? Probably not. Okay. Here's an unpopular opinion. Let's see if I answer it. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, we aren't killing the planet. We're killing ourselves. And the planet will restore itself after we're gone. I have to say that people think about it way too much. I think that we were all put on this planet. You know, the trees and the ground and us and everything that we've made is from the earth. So I think everything is organic. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't just like magically make things appear. We didn't magically make oil appear. We didn't magically make steel appear. We made it from the ground, from our elements. Do I think sometimes some of the things are excessive in certain areas and so they accumulate more and it doesn't suit well for that area's air or that area's ground? Yes, I do think so. But I think in general, just saying that we're killing the planet or even killing ourselves, I don't think so. I think that sometimes people just get too hyper because they want something to argue about. I don't think we're killing the planet or ourselves. I think we're using all our resources as we were intended to do. And like I said, if it's being used excessively in certain areas or whatever, then maybe it should be spread out a little bit, or maybe we can just like slow down a little bit and yeah, like spread it out or whatever. But I don't agree that we're killing ourselves or the planet. We are using it in a good way. That doesn't even sound good, but we are using the resources we were given. You know, this land is our land. Anyway, that was probably a very unpopular opinion on my side. Okay, next one. Orange juice with pulp is better than orange juice without pulp. I would have to say, oh, that's a hard one. Do I like the pulp going into my mouth and hitting my teeth? No, I don't. I think that's kind of weird. But I do have to say that the orange juice with pulp tastes better. Like, the taste of it is, in my opinion, a little bit more genuine. But I also like orange juice without pulp. And I actually do like Sunny D. Shh. But, so, I think that I would probably agree that orange juice with pulp is better than orange juice without pulp. There. Okay. Ooh, here's one. Cold weather is much better than warm weather. I would have to say I disagree. I do not like cold weather. It's winter right now, and all I want is sunshine right now. So as of right now, that's an easy one. That cold weather is not better than warm weather. Okay, next one. Playing video games with friends should be considered plans. Yes, I would agree with that, because it's a thing that you're doing together, just as if you were shopping or taking a hike or whatever. Is it as active? Could you get interrupted because it seems less important? Maybe, but it is a time that you can set aside to be with your friends, hang out with your friends. So, yes, I agree. It should be considered plans. Okay, next one. Making the bed is a pointless chore and a waste of time. I totally disagree. I disagree with that 100%. I think making the bed should always be done. And not just, I mean, okay, yes, they are unpopular opinions, so go ahead and disagree with me all you want. It's fine. I don't care. Anyway, I think that you should make your bed, and I think you should make it completely right, completely straight. Like, don't just throw your blankets back over your pillows or anything like that. I mean, like, absolutely take the time and the effort into making your bed every single morning for lots of different reasons. For one, it keeps your house tidy, or it keeps your bedroom tidy, whatever. It keeps it looking nice. For two, you are purposing to wake up, and first thing in the morning that you do, you are purposing to organize your time, organize your space. You're, in my opinion, taking a positive action towards your bed, sure. But you're starting out in a positive way to where you're just like, you know, I'm in control of this day. This day is going to go my way. And I am going to start it off with taking this positive, responsible, organized action, and I am going to make my bed. And yes, I know there's probably a flip side of that about, well, I'm going to take control of my life and I'm not going to make my bed, which, hey, you know what? Go for it. I just find in myself that I can't necessarily, well, I can because I can do whatever I want, but it feels like I just can't move on with my day until I make my bed, because I feel like I have unfinished business in my bedroom that I need to tend to before I start going to any other part of the house. So making the bed is a pointless chore and a waste of time. I totally disagree. It is not a waste of time. Okay. What is this one? Okay, next one. Colleges shouldn't force you to take classes irrelevant to your career path. So this one's actually, I agree and disagree, but that's not an answer. So let's see. So I do disagree, because if you have a major and you've chosen to take certain classes, I believe as a person who is in charge of their future and in charge of their desires of what they want to be when they grow up or what they want to study, I think that you're taking college as a choice anyway, your choice, you chose college. So I truly believe that you should have a choice in which classes you can take and make them or let them be part of your plans, I should say, your path, your career path. The only thing that I would say that I would agree with is I think sometimes when you go into college, especially like if you're just going because that's the next thing you should be doing, I think that sometimes colleges help in a way where they're just like, okay, we see that you want to do this. We see your career path, but have you tried this? So it's almost like they're kind of like encouraging you to just make sure that you want that certain career path. So in that aspect, I kind of do appreciate the fact that they give you other classes, so to speak, that aren't necessarily intended for your choice career path, because it does open yourself up to change if you wanted to, or open yourself up to exhausting every resource that a college has to offer, I guess. So yeah, that one is a difficult question, actually. And in all honesty, I did not attend a normal college, I should say. I was homeschooled when I was younger, and I also chose to take online college classes. I was going for an associate's in science degree. I was trying to major in like biology and anatomy and physiology and stuff like that, because I was training to be, or I wanted to be a certified veterinary technician. And anyway, so I took online classes. I didn't go to a conventional college, but I have heard about conventional colleges and stuff like that. So that question, I believe, I guess for me it was a little easy because I didn't go to an actual building to take my classes, and I was pretty free to do my schoolwork whenever I wanted to. I did have scheduled chats or, what was it called? I guess they were like group chats and lectures where they were, it's like this chat room on, I mean, it's been a couple of years, so it's probably way different now, especially because the pandemic and Zoom is set up and stuff like that. So I'm probably talking kind of very old school, but anyway, you would log on to your computer and you would go to the chat room, and you were actually required to go to the chat room. And if your attendance wasn't there, then it actually was knocked towards your degree or whatever. Anyway, so I had it pretty easy. The only thing that I had to attend were those lectures pretty much online. So anyway, that was the end of some of the unpopular opinions from that BuzzFeed of April 2020. I thought that would just be kind of something fun that I can do. I was actually waiting for the kids to wake up. I wanted to interview one of them. And for once, they didn't wake up in the middle of me doing a podcast. So hopefully the next podcast will be with one of the children I'll be interviewing. I was thinking about interviewing Grace, my 6-year-old, first, just to see how it'd go, because she's the oldest, and I think that if the interviews didn't go so well, she'd be the one to tell me. Anyway, thanks again for sticking around and listening to me ramble and I guess talk about things that are not necessarily super popular to talk about, or things that could start an argument. Hoping to get a little bit more of that type of stuff on here as well. I've been researching a few questions to ask the kids, and actually I've been researching some questions to ask my husband, so this could get kind of cool. Like I said, thank you so much for your support, and thank you for sticking till the end. I really do appreciate you guys, and I can already tell that I'm getting a little bit more comfortable talking to you guys. And I, like I said, I appreciate you so much. I don't know how many times I can say that, but I really do appreciate you. And thank you so much. I am grateful for this time and this space. And I hope you guys have a fantastic day.